encountering de Troyes. In 1682, the Compagnie du Nord hired Pierre de Troyes to lead a military expedition against the HBC forts on James Bay. His force consisted of some 350 French officers and voyageurs. De Troyes did not want to wait until the summer to hit the English. If he struck during the winter, he would have the element of surprise. So he and his men began an epic 400-mile overland journey from Montreal to James Bay during the dead of winter. The trip would end up taking 12 weeks to complete. By his own account, it was a punishing journey. Here are some facts about de Troyes' force once they reached their objective of James Bay. Firstly, the French were exhausted. They seemed as likely to expire before a blow could even be struck at the English. Secondly, the English were rested, better equipped, and they lived securely within the protection of forts. Thirdly, the French had the element of surprise, albeit I think I'd rather have a fort. As previously hoped, de Troyes caught the English off guard. At one of the English forts, there weren't even any guards on watch. Everyone was asleep. Ultimately, the French captured three forts with minimal damage to themselves. By mid-spring, the last remaining James Bay fort was captured. De Troyes' men were in terrible shape both physically and mentally. However, the Frenchman shrewdly made every effort to conceal the sorry state of his men. If the English would have known about the weakness of the French, they would have been encouraged to make a more rigorous defense of their own forts. One story is worth recounting at this point. De Troyes met with the leader of one of the English forts to negotiate a truce. The English host offered De Troyes some wine during the peace talks. The Frenchman, in a move that would have made even Erwin Rommel snicker, took a sip of the wine and then commented how he had better wine back at his own camp. In reality, De Troyes' camp consisted of blankets thrown over some twigs. Apparently, De Troyes invited his host to visit the French camp for a drink of this special wine. The Englishman declined. De Troyes masterfully bluffed his way to victory. In addition to hitting the English forts, De Troyes was also supposed to arrest Radisson and Groseilliers. The two coureurs de bois responsible for establishing the English presence on the Hudson could not be found. Yet the De Troyes expedition was a success because it did give France control, at least temporarily, of the lower Hudson and James Bays.